Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Years ago, Prohibition became official. From 1919 to 1933, the Volstead Act, as it was officially known as, was implemented to do away with the evils that drinking alcohol bestowed on society. Little did officials know that there was no way to stem the national passion. Drinking alcohol never stopped. Bootleggers who made illegal liquor to sell and speakeasies where folks could gather to drink proliferated. There was no damming this stream. It seems there was always a place to get a drink, before, during, and after Prohibition. So what does this say about the human condition? It seems that the urge to drink alcohol and the change of consciousness is stronger than that of any moral crusade against it. As we look at 1919, marijuana was a legal substance, and opium dens and hashish parlors proliferated in all the major cities. And look, it's changing now that we're seeing pot becoming legal again. Well, this idea of prohibition was brewing for decades as the evils of alcohol were extolled by broken families and sympathetic churches. Yes, for a man to spend all his money on liquor and come home to his family drunk and penniless was a crime. To succumb to the perils of alcoholism is a terrible thing, and it still happens today. But it's now on the individual, not the government, to regulate such matters. World War I had recently ended, and servicemen were returning to a country with a new sense of identity. America was changing and modernizing. The austerity measures put in place during the war had been lifted. We were winners, and there was a sense of celebration as we entered this new age of America, flexing its cultural and economic muscle. And frankly, what better way to celebrate than with a drink? The connection between music and culture are strong and reflect back at each other. Irving Berlin wrote a song called The Near Future with the line, "How dry I am," as part of the lyric, which became a musical quote dropped into songs still to this day when doing a song about drinking. And what about that drunken trombone moan? It's everywhere. Well, Billy Murray, one of the best and most prolific singers of the acoustic era, brought us one of the first and best Prohibition songs. You'll be hearing more of these as we are now in Prohibition. So here's Billy Murray with the Alcoholic Blues, a Victor record from January 1919, this week's Centennial Song.
That's my name, but fighting is the least about the fighting game. When Mr. Hoover said to cut my dinner down, I never even hesitate, I never frown. I cut my sugar, I cut my coal, but now they dug deep in my soul. I've got the blue, I've got the blue. Alcoholic blue, blue. that's the name. Yeah, prohibition drives me insane. I'm so thirsty, soon I'll die. I'm simply going to evaporate, I'm just that dry. I wouldn't mind to live forever in a train if my daily thirst they'd only let me quench. But not with Bevo or ginger ale. I want real stuff by the pail. I've got the blues. Yeah, okay.